Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He sustained an injury as a yearling, missed most of his two-year-old season, and battled soreness in both his front and hind feet throughout his career. But he also became a Horse of the Year, and 70 years ago this month, he won the Whitney Stakes at Saratoga. His name was Counterpoint. Owned and bred by Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney, the grandson of the man for whom the Whitney Stakes was named, Counterpoint was foaled on April 5, 1948. He entered the world at the Whitney Farm near Lexington, Kentucky, a chestnut colt by Triple Crown winner Count Fleet. As a yearling, Counterpoint fractured a sesamoid bone and had to wear a plaster cast for 4 weeks. The injury caused him to miss most of his two-year-old season when he made only two starts and won just $700. That was in 1950. Had anyone suggested that this would be the Horse of the Year in 1951, no one would have believed it. But Counterpoint was about to become a force in the racing world. To be sure, the 1951 season started in sluggish fashion for Counterpoint. Trained by Sylvester Veach, he finished fourth but was promoted to third by the stewards in the Bluegrass at Keeneland. He finished 11th of 20 in the Kentucky Derby a few days later, hardly the stuff of a Horse of the Year campaign. But things began to change in the Preakness Stakes when Counterpoint ran second at odds of 25-1. Then, on June 9th, he scored his first career stakes victory by taking the Peter Pan at Belmont Park in track record time, getting a mile and an eighth in 1 minute 47 and 4/5 seconds. 1 week later, it was on to the Belmont Stakes. Kentucky Derby winner Count Turf, who had been ineligible to the Preakness, was considered the favorite for the Belmont. Battlefield, the juvenile champion of 1950, had skipped both the Derby and the Preakness and was therefore seen as the biggest threat among the fresh horses. Preakness winner Bold from the Brookmead stable had been withdrawn from Belmont consideration because of a shin injury. And then there was Counterpoint, who was the third choice for the Belmont Stakes on the morning line. At post time, it was Battlefield whom the public made the favorite at odds of 9-5. Count Turf was second choice at 2-1, with Counterpoint remaining at his 5-1 morning line odds. Count Turf led for the first mile, but then faded to seventh. As the field moved on to the final turn, it was Counterpoint who took the lead and never looked back, drawing clear to defeat Battlefield in the Belmont by 4 lengths. Just as it looked like Counterpoint was about to take control of the 3-year-old division, he suffered an injury and went to the sidelines for the summer. A bruised foot was the culprit, and he was sent to the Whitney Farm on Long Island to recuperate. Counterpoint returned to the races with a 4th-place finish in the Jerome Handicap at Belmont on September 26th. His second start off the layoff came just 1 week later when he captured the Lawrence Realization at a mile and 5/8. One journalist said that Counterpoint had reasserted himself in a confused year for that 3-year-old male division. As it happened, Counterpoint was asserting himself not only as the best 3-year-old in the country, but also as the best racehorse regardless of age. He defeated reigning Horse of the Year Hill Prince in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, beat Hill Prince again a week later in track record time in the Gold Cup at Empire City, and then won the Empire City Handicap despite conceding anywhere from 6 to 26 pounds to the other 12 starters. Having won 6 stakes races, including 3 against older horses, Counterpoint earned accolades as champion 3-year-old male and as Horse of the Year for 1951. But we remember him today because the New York Racing Association is preparing to present the Whitney Stakes later this afternoon at Saratoga. And Counterpoint's final victory came in the 1952 edition of that race in the final start of his career. He won by more than 3 lengths under jockey Dave Gorman as the heavy favorite, and most observers believed he could have won by more had it not been for the fact Counterpoint swung his head to look at the starting gate as he entered the stretch. Retired soon after that Whitney triumph to stallion duty at the Whitney Farm in Lexington, Counterpoint met with limited success as a sire. He had just 10 stakes winners to his credit at the time he was pensioned in February of 1969 because of declining fertility. He died just 2 months later, on April 1st at the age of 21. Counterpoint was buried on the Whitney Farm, which has since become part of the Gainesway Farm. His career race record showed 10 wins and 21 starts, including a victory in the 25th edition of the Whitney Stakes some 70 years ago this month in Saratoga Springs, New York. Here's wishing everyone a safe journey in this year's edition. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.